This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
School graduation holds significant meaning to adolescents worldwide. In Australia, school leavers tend to celebrate what's called schoolies over a week. The most popular destination, Gold Coast, is expecting around 18,000 school leavers this November. The tradition is known as leavers in Queensland and Western Australia and coasties in the Australian Capital Territory. Schoolies started when a group of Brisbane school leavers travelled to the Gold Coast for a long weekend of partying with their friends in the 70s. Since then, it's expanded into a week-long holiday, often regarded as a passage to the freedom associated with adulthood by adolescents across Australia. Schoolies.com is the main travel agent for the event. Its CEO is former AFL player Matt Lloyd.
From those beginnings, it's grown into now most Year 12 students, when they finish school in Australia, they like to try and go somewhere with their group of friends to celebrate 13 years of schooling.
Lloyd says about 90% of the travel bookings they receive are from the Gold Coast, whereas other school leavers prefer to holiday in less crowded places.
Other popular destinations are Airlie Beach, Byron Bay, Lawn in Victoria and Bali and Fiji.
Queensland's Department of Child Safety, Youth and Women and the City of Gold Coast aim to create a safer environment for schoolies through the Safer Schoolies Response, chaired by local lawyer Mark Reburn. Reburn says the group is organising alcohol-free beach parties as a safety response from 7pm to midnight from the 16th to the 22nd of November at the fenced schoolies hub.
The bad old days, it was just a police response. The mall was closed and, you know, up to 20,000 kids would stand around. And inevitably that led to confrontations and issues. And so we put the safety response in place, get the kids out of their rooms and into an environment that is as safe as we can make it. And it's alcohol free, controlled to the extent that there's a lot of safety support network around the kids. But it's essentially a beach party for the kids. And the idea of it is to get them out of the rooms, onto the sand, dancing crazily, but having a safe and enjoyable time.
Reburn says most school leavers don't come to the attention of the police. The Safer Schoolies Response has about 1,000 volunteers on standby to offer help when needed. Mauritius-born Kevin Wong has been a volunteer for 17 years.
From what I see, it's a very good party, especially like at the end of the school year. I remember when I left school myself, we didn't have this kind of opportunities back home. And my friends and I, we just did something more. But if we had something like that, like here, we would have definitely gone to schoolies. And over the years, they've improved on what they provide, like the party and make sure like the kids are all safe.
Parents can often feel anxious during schoolies, as it's often the first time their young person explores the freedom of adulthood without supervision. Drug ARM in Gold Coast found that in 2011, out of 1,500 schoolies, 4.4% injected a drug and 3.5% shared a needle or syringe. And the Victorian Government 2012 Health Survey, involving over 500 young people who attended Victoria's schoolies in Lawn and Torquay, found that schoolies consumed an average of 8.8 standard drinks in a session. However, the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare found that recently, between 2013 and 2016, 10% more of Australian adolescents are actually abstaining from alcohol. Laura Bajerni from the Alcohol and Drug Foundation says keeping hydrated with water between alcoholic drinks reduces the risk of excessive alcohol consumption.
It is the most likely drug that young people are going to encounter. But if they are offered other types of drugs, there's no way of knowing what's actually in those drugs. It can be quite dangerous to take a substance when you don't know what's in it, you don't know what the effects it's going to have on your body are. And especially when you're mixing drugs, mixing alcohol with anything else, in addition to alcohol potentially being dangerous on its own, it can be really risky to mix alcohol with other drugs, especially if it's essentially an unknown substance.
Concerned parents can prepare their children prior to schoolies in a casual conversation, mapping out strategies to respond to possible scenarios.
It doesn't have to be like a big, scary sit-down conversation. You can use examples of things that you see in the media or maybe a TV show that you're watching together, or even just the fact that schoolies are coming up to kick off that conversation, and that it's a good opportunity to ask questions. You know, what does your young person know about alcohol and other drugs? What do they think? How would they act in certain situations?
Daniel Donati, who runs Melbourne travel agency Antipodeans, offers an alternative experience with a 10 to 12 day trip to impoverished nations such as Vietnam, Indonesia or Nepal in the Schoolies Unearthed program.
Not every young person now wants to go out and get drunk with their friends. What our program does is help connect like-minded young people who want to do something else. And I think that's the beauty of this program, because we're literally getting a young person from outback Western Australia connecting up with someone from Victoria who is like-minded. They're wanting to do something different.
The alcohol-free trip brings around 20 young people together, led by a tour leader. Donati says the program is about exploring a new culture while providing hands-on assistance to the sustainability of the local community.
They will take on some basic construction work and use their time to add value to that community. We hire local tradespeople in that community to help us partake in these activities. For example, we might be building a kitchen for a household in northern Vietnam. We source local tradespeople on the ground with our in-country partners. So we're putting money back into the local economy as well as helping out one of the families over there. So we definitely do a little bit of service and we do a little bit of cultural exchange on top of a bit of exploring.
Reburn's advice for school leavers is to stay in groups looking after one another, and for parents to communicate regularly with their children.
The most important thing is just keep in touch with the kids and have a routine where 7 o'clock at night or a particular time during the day, you just touch base. It's not as though the kids are being thrown into a lion's den here. My two kids went to schoolies in Surface and I had no reservations with them going there because I know the structure and the network around it is fantastic. And really at the end of the day, the kids have to accept responsibility for their own behaviour.
For tips on party safety, visit the Alcohol and Drugs Foundation website. Go to the Safer Schoolies website to find out how to stay safe and get support during schoolies in Gold Coast. In a crisis, call 000 immediately. The Settlement Guide on What is Schoolies Week was prepared by Amy Chen-Yu Wong. And for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.